好啦，咁我哋今晚我哋嘅讨论嘅问题咧系关于最近嘅教统局系嘛？
系。
咁咧有个新嘅个方向啦，咁就系我哋或者简单叫做微调嘅教学啊，一个新嘅语言方案。咁其实基本上咧，我哋大家都知道啦，喺十年前吓，咁回归嗰段时间啦，咁我哋香港即系始终咧觉得喺中国嘅国家里边咧。我哋嘅教育方面用嘅語言咧，就係、是、應該係即係繼續用翻英文，好似殖民地嘅時代嘅教學方式，好似講唔通咁樣嚇。咁所以咧，當時咧就係、是、有一個決定咧，係要將我哋嘅中即係著重翻中文教學，咁變令到好多學校咧喺嗰個教學嘅語言方面咧係規定咧係要用中文嘅。咁除咗某些學校啦，即當然除咗國際學校啊、應記學校嗰啲唔同啦，係咪？咁我哋咧喺即係香港人嘅學校咧，盡量咧如果佢哋嘅語言能力係唔係咁，即英文語言能力唔係咁好咧，我哋就根本就唔應該咧就攞英文做教學嘅咁。咁呢個咧，當時咧，我哋據我所知咧，係唔係好多人中意係嘛？即唔係話咁受歡迎嘅方案嚟嘅。
絕對唔受歡迎啦。
係啦。
如果一般家長。咁但係佢有個委員會嘅，即係嗰個語文嗰個委員會咧，咁佢就即係大力推薦呢樣嘢。
咁當然啦，佢哋嘅推薦嘅原因咧，就佢哋冇話好強調，因為政治因素啦，即係我變咗中國啦咁樣，唔應該用翻以前殖民地嘅教學嘅形式咁樣。咁佢哋講法咧就話咧，始終咧作為中國人啦。即係中文係我哋嘅強項嘅語言啦。咁如果要細蚊仔學嘢嘅時候咧，如果你用一個外國嘅語言去學習咧，可能令到佢嗰個學習嗰個吸收嗰方面咧，係會有障礙，會有障礙嘅。
同埋當時就即係就話啲中學掛羊頭賣狗肉。
哦，
即係話咧，你根本就唔應該用英文教嘅，因為你啲學生根本就唔到嗰、那個，根本可能佢話英文中學，其實就根本用緊中文教嘅。
用緊廣東話喺課堂。係
啦係啦係啦係啦，咁樣嘅，所以要嚴格咁樣執行。
係啦。
咁所以當時亦都有好多，其實有好多名校咧，佢係以前過往係英文嘅，
都變翻做。
係啦，咁啊，即係當時好大爭議就係。將佢即係貶低咗，即係一般家長梗係咁噶啦，即係香港家長有咩啫？最緊要小朋友上到大學，咁同埋你揾食，即係香大多數人都係咁啦。即係有啲人話香港人香港家長迷信，即係啊一定要英文咁樣，但係問翻講呢句嘢嗰啲人就自己嗰啲。自己仔女走曬去，
佢就唔喺香港，佢就去英國讀先啦。直情去英國讀，去國際學校讀，英國學校讀啦嚇。
係啊，咁樣咯，咁咪即係同埋覺得啲家長覺得入咗去中文中學，佢嘅小朋友就係次等，即係唔方，即係個前途唔好啦。
咁佢就想改呢個咁樣嘅氣嗰個風氣咁樣啦，係咪？就話唔係嘅，好多名校咧，都而家咧都係粵語母語教學啦，咁樣。咁但係最近咧就即係有啲變動啦，係咪？咁佢就捉佢用即係微調啦嚇，即係稍微咧 fine tune 下嗰、那個
轉應該咁樣講，轉咗教統局局長之後，即係孫明揚上咗場之後，當時羅范招芬未落台嗰陣咧，教統局局長嚟噶嘛，
係啊，
佢就一定係撐呢樣嘢，即係一定要母語教學。
咁但係羅范超芬個仔女都唔喺香港讀書㗎嘛？
大多數公務員都係啦，
都唔喺香港讀書，
全部都係
英文嘅英語
國際學校啊，去曬英國
啊，
去曬其他啦咁樣咯。
係
咁孫明揚上一場就即係覺得社會好多家長同埋十年，即係正如
試過啦。
正如有幾個新聞節目就講，即係訪問翻第一屆用曬母語教學嗰啲，咁問翻嗰啲學生自己感受，咁佢哋都話，如果可以再嚟過，我唔揀母語教學。
嗯，
即找他们做白老鼠，
现
在又去改，即是证实当初错咯。
是
我意思，
一个事实上呢，我们当时的原意呢，就是希望啲人個學習嗰個知識嗰方面咧，係要學習得容易啲啦，
係啦，明
翻啦，係啦。咁但係最近我哋就慢慢地發現咧，即係英文程度咧係真係下降得，
每況愈下嘅，
幾明顯嘅，係咪？咁同埋咧，中文嗰方面咧又真係唔見得佢好得幾多喎。
亦都係每況愈下嘅。
咁就佢個學習能力嗰方面、學習嘅資訊方面、知識嗰方面又唔覺得佢都好多喎，係咪？
亦都係冇乜進展。
咁就可以睇到咧，即系呢啲咁样嘅官僚式嘅教育嘅指引咧，系失败。OK， 好啦，咁我哋今晚咧就又好彩吓，又请到一位喺香港教英文嘅澳洲嘅朋友吓，Sue Royal。咁 Sue 咧喺香港咧，即系我哋上个星期都同佢讨论过，因为佢除咗系一个摄影记者之外啦，咁佢亦都喺香港咧系都教下英文嘅。咁我哋所以咧就即系佢哋都香港都一段长嘅时间啦。咁我所以想睇下佢，即系佢喺香港嘅经验啊，即系喺教英文嘅经验咁。First of all, Sue, thank you for coming again.
Yes.
We'd like to know, I mean, you actually, have been teaching English in Hong Kong for a period of time.
Yes.
For how long now?
4 years.
For 4 years now.
Yeah, the last 4 years.
Okay. Now, you know, the recent, adjustment, you know, fine tuning that, you know, the education department decided to do. Basically allow some freedom in some school to decide, language as a medium of instruction will be appropriate for their student. But versus at one time, they were categorized by the school, you know. Certain school are Chinese language only and you have no choice. But
yes.
Now they kind of give some leeway to the school themselves. Now obviously, the people in Hong Kong are used to the English language. They you know, particularly at the university level.
Yes.
And it's most courses, I guess, with the exception of Chinese literature or Chinese language, they were all taught in India as English as a medium of instruction. So in practice, of course, being an international city, you know, so English always is very important. Now, so from your teaching experience, you know, what kind of student, you know, come to your school? Yours is a tutoring school, right?
Well, yes, I've been working the last 9 months in a small English centre, it would be called.
Uh-huh.
And this is where students come for extra English.
Outside. Extra English.
Yeah. Some of them come in the mornings because they start school at 12 or 1.
Mm.
But most of them, we have classes at 4, 5 and 6. And they're small class groups where they're either doing English writing is one type of class we hold, and the other one's a more participation, conversation, English. So the parents, I'm in Cornhill, the parents there are very keen, the ones who come, for their children to have extra English on top of school.
Are they from Chinese school themselves, the children?
I'm not sure of all the backgrounds.
Right.
I do know there's some international schools, some Canadian students, but I'm not familiar with all the schools. And I think some of them are Chinese schools.
But there are some from English language school,
there are,
international
yes.
school.
Oh, yes,
and
coming
they,
as well.
You know, they want more.
They want more, yes. Because, I mean, if you're, especially if they've got high aspirations for their children, they need to get top marks. So it's not just a matter of, for some of them, speaking English. It's,
right.
you know, doing very well in everything. So some of them are there for that. And then I'd say a lot of them are there because they want their children to be able to speak and work in English. And they're trying to help their children, you know, to start to master English. And we have kids at this centre I'm at from about 2 till 14 or 15. So some parents are bringing their children at a very early age just to be in
2 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, but ooh. They're not doing writing.
Right.
It's play stuff.
Mm.
But they're immersing them in a bit of an English environment, getting them used to the English sounds. I think it's a really good idea.
Mm.
If parents can afford that, is to, at the kinder level, have them speaking English. Because as I was saying to you earlier, I think the primary school level is very important for for when they need to be learning English. They really need to get a good grasp at that age. Students tend to work quite well in primary school. They do what the teacher says.
Mm.
And if they can get to a certain level in primary school, then they're right for secondary school. They can manage all the different harder subjects, I think, in English. And it's just what they're learning in, not a battle with English. That's my feeling.
So you feel that, you know, the English language should be taught, you know, as early as possible.
Yes. If you're wanting your community to be able to speak English, I think the earlier the better. You know, mm-hmm. the Europeans speak a lot of languages,
yeah,
and they're learning
languages
at very young ages,
right.
Their second language. And then at secondary school, they take on a third language.
So that doesn't seem to be a handicap in the ability to acquire knowledge. I mean, right? I mean, that has been a concern in Hong Kong. You know, because you are not using your mother tongue,
mm-hmm.
so you somehow you will be handicapped.
Well, you will if your English isn't good.
Uh-huh.
So if your English standard is low, you won't understand what's going on.
So that's why say you use a mother tongue. You know, they think
but that's one way. So, you won't understand, we should learn in Chinese. But really, I'd be looking at getting everyone to a good level of English so that when you have these subjects happening, they can handle it.
Yeah, just like in Europe, you know, they're proficient in multi-language.
Yes, that's right, at an early age.
Right.
Come on, Doctor. 即係其實我可以回答到啊，頭先阿蘇，即
係
佢哋，即係點解呢類學校咧喺香港咧，即係咁受歡迎？
係，
因為原來咧教統局咧，佢有一個近呢兩年啊，有一個要求就係話你啲，即係成日話你啲家長成日話，啲學生讀死書，就唔應該讀死書，咁點咧？咁學校點咧？咁佢唔教，即系唔读，即系冇课本，冇得读死书。
系啦系啦。
咁你点样学校？要你自己出去学，所以个个都系咁。
系啊，佢叫你上网攞料啫，系嘛？唔系叫你补习系嘛？
唔系啊，要你自己出去学啊！你明唔明啊？
咁系 OK 系。
嗱，我女为例，
系
三年级。你知啦，学 grammar 嗰啲咧，你冇得讲嘅，一定要死记嘅，即一定要狂操嘅。佢唔系，佢话唔得啊嘛。咁学校索性唔教，冇得教，唔教，你自己搞掂。咁所以你一定要每个小朋友都系要出边学噶，系啊。
咁佢你请嗰啲教师咁做咩？
冇用噶，我咪同成日同老婆讲咯，你啲废嘅全部都系要自己去学噶，真嘅系咁啊嘛。因为教统局。落嚟唔可以死背爛背啲嘢，咁冇得死背爛背，咁咪唔教咯。
咁咪唔係，即係佢活學活，即係活即係用啲活動教學方法，即係
唔係即係佢唔可以死到咁嗰啲，你明唔明啊？嗱，以前我哋嗰輩咧，一定係死記爛記，講真啦，真係嗰啲 grammar 一定係要死記爛，你冇得解噶，佢係要係咁噶嘛，英文就係咁噶嘛，你邊有得解啊？係咪啊？係啊。即一定係咁樣㗎嘛。係
啦係啦係啦。係
咪過去式現在式佢係咁樣串法，你一定要死記㗎。係
啦。
咁佢又唔得㗎嘛。咁學校咪依家唔係㗎，真係㗎。佢都嘩深到咦冇教㗎。唔教㗎喎完全。咁點解會嘩咁深㗎年
咁咁咁
學畢業都
咁
就
叫你哋個去曬
去曬
出面嗰啲特別嘅英文學校啊咁樣係
咪係啊
咁我嗱據我所知呢我亦都同學有啲教師啦喺名校嗰啲教師呢咁佢哋通常分析俾我聽呢佢其實佢哋唔需要教學生嘅即係因為呢佢屋企自己會搞掂嘅。
嗱名校就成日講㗎啦。
係啦。
都唔係第一日喺呢度講啦名校點呢佢成日收埋啲好學生㗎嘛。咁佢入嚟嗰陣差唔多兩文三月都教好晒之前阿 Doctor 你咪有一次講話去嗰間乜嘢新嗰間學校呢即係喺舊嘅。
係嗰間係一間細細間嘅新嘅學校。
你讀咗一年兩年咁樣啦你小朋友。即係你話咦咁犀利嘅兩文三月嘅喺門口嗰個係咪你冇理由啊！嗰學校啱啱幾個月啫，開到咁快咁犀利，
係啦，咁就好明顯唔係嗰學校教㗎啦，佢都幾教㗎啦，係啦，
係咯，所以佢名校嗰啲佢係好舒服㗎，係啊，好似我女嗰啲好舒服㗎， 係咪一個個全部都係，你知唔知真㗎喎，全世界都係咁㗎啦，一放學去咗補習社，七點放做埋功課教埋咁樣，我哋冇辦法要返工，個個都係咁，跟住星期六日全部都係星期五上英文，星期六又係咁樣上。
So you know, in Hong Kong, you know, there's a very, I don't think it's an uncommon phenomenon. I know in Taiwan, you know, in China nowadays, like that, you know, students go to school and then they go to another school afterwards.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yes. Is that to make up that, for something or to?
And there are people in those tutoring school. You know, they claim to be they are, you know, 10 man. You know, $1 million teachers.
Right.
Their income. Their income is in the range of $1 million a month.
Wow.
So what does that show? You know, what does that explain? Right. So my feeling is that, you know, why don't we just you know, just let those teachers develop, you know, their program, their style of teaching, you know, it's a very effective way. And just duplicate it, you know.
Okay.
And that's how they do it. They don't teach in person in the class. Mm. They use this, you know, this teaching tool, electronic TV monitor, everything. So they can teach hundreds and hundreds of students in different locations all over Hong Kong. And that's how they can talk about making millions of dollars, you know, as a tutor teacher.
But so I 曾经讲过，即系香港每一年使喺教育500多亿，算啦，扣除翻大学嗰部分。我想摆落中小学点都有400多亿、400亿啦，你讲。如果将嗰啲钱派翻俾我哋去搵出边啱佢哋嗰啲，我谂仲好，明唔明啊？个意思成日就系咁，依家就系咁，个个都系，个个家长都系咁嘅，咁一啲唔教嘢噶，真系噶，教咩啫？全部都翻嚟，喂，老师有冇教噶？我都问嘅，我老婆大学毕业噶。佢话啊冇教，哇咁深嘅，唔教噶，依家啲全部要佢谂住你啊，真系个个出去自己搞掂噶啦，咁噶。
所以我哋香港更好大行动喺我个政纲里边咧，我都有一个好清明显嘅建议咯，即系我哋不如用嗰个学券制咯，系咪？即系唔使学生咧系翻两次学，系咪？咁你咪总之咪俾一个指引佢啊，你要学到某某某嘅个科目。你俾一啲即係個大纲佢囉，咁由佢自己用佢嘅方法學到，咁學到之後咪俾佢隨意鍾意諗住佢我有能力考試啦，咁咪嚟考囉，係咪？咁我覺得教育統籌處教育處係其實可以做呢啲嘢嘅，你唔使好似而家呢個咁樣嘅情況呢，係全盤即係可以講係非常之失敗嘅，係咪？所有啲香港主要唔論你係名校好國際學校好，所有啲學校都係同佢啲學生都係翻兩個地方學，翻兩個。咁即係所以，
即係浪費好多錢。
In Hong Kong, most students go to school, you know, two schools,、right? The tutoring school in the evening or in the morning,、and then the regular school.、And that's been like this. I mean, all schools, no matter how reputable their school may be.
Yes.
And I have teachers, you know, among my patients who explain to me that, you know, in the so-called, you know, the band one or good school, and the teacher don't really have to worry about in the performance.Of their student because they know the parents will take care of it one way or another.
Right.
You just give them the syllabus, give them the outline, and they will master that.
Yes.
嗱，你譬如好似呢個微調咁樣，講真啦，好多爭議噶，都咩爭議咧？有啲話自己英即係已經被標籤為一等嗰啲英文中學，佢又反對咯。
點解反對咧？
佢話嗰啲你點樣又質疑教統局咯？即係話。即係嗰啲既得利益啦，你明唔明啊？
即係反對咩呢？佢自己係佢自己唔影響佢啦，咁有咩反對呢？
唔係，
佢既然已經用緊英文啦，係咪？
咁點會唔影響？即係話佢嗰啲另外嗰啲學校又可以用英文，但係呢其實佢啲學生係未必到嘅，就為咗取悦啲家長嚟我間學校，咁呢就大量開英文班，即係佢要列出嚟嘛。不過教統局又話會監管，即係話又要請多啲人去監管下啲學校。到頭來都係得個搞字。其實講真啦，想學好英文，我覺得唔難嘅。點樣呢？你去外地一個月，焗住你都要講㗎啦，講多兩講就自然得㗎啦。你喺香港好難㗎，你嗰啲環境係咪啊？你點樣講啫？即係啲佢一微調，無非都係想有個英語環境啫。不如將嗰啲錢咧，每個小朋友出去一個月遊學，我包保佢10天。
一個月就搞掂。
一個月講得好好噶啦，我去耐啲啊，焗住都要講得好啲啦。
去登台灣，去幾日，佢普通話已經一路咁好噶啦。
唔係啊，喺大陸啊，講下都講得好啲啊，焗住講嘛，講得樣衰唔怕啊嘛，啱唔啱先？
Now, so obviously the demand for English is there, you know, and then the fact that even students attending international school, in, you know, they still feel the need to come to, you know, special English classes. So something's wrong, right? What, you know, from your experience as an English teacher, what do you think can be done? I mean, why, you know, are they not teaching English properly, or they don't have enough native English teachers?
Well, I'm not sure about enough native English teachers. I was going to say, you know, the government really, we could ask the government, are they really serious about what they're doing, or is it just lip service to look like we're going to fix this problem that the standards dropped? Because if you're really serious about people really learning English, then you've got to find a way where they really learn English well, right?
Right.
Now, you know, I often think when you want to learn something well, you find someone who knows how to do that really well and you copy them pretty much if you can. Just like the Europeans know how to learn English well, what are they doing? How are they doing it? Find where it's working so well and study this, you know, and learn how to implement something in Hong Kong. I know from my experience, I've been in a lot of schools, especially the secondary school. Many subjects, I think, are taught in a sort of rote learning fashion where students are copying work, they're not really learning to think so much for themselves. And in the English area, they will prepare for an English exam that's 2 years away. 2 years early or a year early, they're preparing for that one test.
Mm-mm.
And it's like, then you're meant to be learning to become fluent in English, but the focus is on that exam, which of course that exam is important, but it's sort of overriding the actual purpose is to be fluent in English. And so I think that's actually misguided myself.
You're right.
But maybe that matches with how Chinese people learn and how the system's sort of set up, but I don't think that's really that good. I found that a bit frustrating that, you know, you're preparing them for that group discussion they're going to have and that individual presentation. Well, that they should be doing that, but there should be other ways that they're learning English. It should be a dynamic thing that's happening, that they're learning really how to use the language themselves.
So, I mean, we sort of realize that the major hindrance to learning is our examination system, you know. And
yes.
I sort of thought, you know, long and hard on this, you know, why our education fail. And I think it's because of the bureaucratic nature of any educational system.
Yes.
And being a bureaucracy, obviously you need to have a way to measure, you know, achievement. And among all the skills that we emphasize in education, I think academic performance is probably the only thing that can be quantified. And that's why in the end, our education become exam oriented.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, it's difficult to sort of in some way get around that. You know, but I think there are ways. You know, people learn at different pace. Nobody learn. You know, you can't expect a class of 30 or 40 students being in the same mode. You know, in the same learning mode simultaneously. And then I think that's what make the teaching so difficult, even among the teachers. You know, imagine, you know, a teacher in a class trying to manage a student with different ability or interest or condition. You know, it just may not happen that they're they may be in a bad mood. You know, so they're not ready to learn at that particular moment. So I feel that the solution to this is that we must make education more flexible and more open. And then we should just set up guidelines, you know, for people to achieve. And certain students can achieve them in a much quicker manner than others. And that should be okay, you know, because we all learn at a different pace and different mode. Anyway, so this is the way, you know, education should be. And in my policy statement in Better Hong Kong Movement, I have very clearly outlined. So it's time, you know, we need to take a break again.